press against Shen Yun, sentenced to 20 months in prison. A Chinese agent who tried to bribe the IRS and manipulate the agency into advancing Beijing's transnational repression against a U.S. nonprofit has received a 20-month prison sentence, according to the Epoch Times.
中共间谍参与迫害法轮功被判刑。 据大纪元时报报道， 一名试图贿赂美国国税局职员以推动北京对美国一家非营利组织进行跨国压制的中共代理人， 已被判处20个月监禁。
U.S. citizen John Chen, 72, was a principal actor in a $50,000 bribery scheme under the direction of a Chinese intelligence official to revoke the nonprofit status of New York-based Shen Yun Performing Arts.
72岁的美国公民陈军参与了一起50,000美元的贿赂计划。该计划由中共情报官员指挥， 试图让美国国税局撤销神韵艺术团的非营利组织身份。
Shen Yun has long been on the Chinese regime's target list. Founded in 2006, the company tours around the world each year to display the ancient Chinese culture that prevailed before the communist takeover of China, while highlighting the human rights abuses under the regime's rule. It has often drawn attention to the ongoing persecution of the meditation group Falun Gong.
总部位于纽约的神韵艺术团一直以来都是中共打压的目标。神韵艺术团创立于2006年，每年在全球巡演，展现中共窃取政权之前的中国传统文化，同时突出展示中共对人权的迫害。 神韵演出常常引起人们对法轮功修炼团体遭受持续迫害的关注。
Chen pleaded guilty in July after reaching a plea deal with prosecutors. He has spent the past 16 months in detention since his arrest in May 2023, and he will spend another 4 months in federal custody.
陈军在与检察官达成认罪协议后，于今年7月认罪。 从2023年5月被捕以来， 他已经在拘留中度过了16个月， 接下来将在联邦监狱服刑4个月。
He will also forfeit $50,000 and face 3 years of supervised release after serving the full prison term.
陈军还将被罚款50,000美元， 并在服刑期满后面临3年的监外看管。
For several months in 2023, Chen had been trying to move a fraudulent whistleblower complaint to help the Chinese Communist Party topple Falun Gong, according to court documents. Prosecutors said the whistleblower complaint was facially deficient and involved propaganda rhetoric typical of Chinese authorities.
根据法庭文件， 2023年， 陈军曾试图推动一份虚假的举报投诉，帮中共推翻法轮功。检察官表示，这份举报投诉表面上存在缺陷，并引用了典型的中共宣传说辞。During
those conversations, Chen emphasized that Chinese leadership was very generous in financial support for the plan, according to the court filing. After this thing is done, the court document quoted Chen as saying, reward for work will surely be given at that time.
法庭文件显示，陈军在电话录音中强调，中共领导层在该计划中提供了非常慷慨的财务支持。法庭文件引用陈军的话说，这件事一完成，奖励肯定会按时发放。
Chen and another co-conspirator, Lin Feng, who served 16 months of detention, paid $5,000 cash bribes to an undercover agent posing as an IRS agent. They promised an additional $50,000 for opening an investigation, along with 60% of any awards from the complaint if it went through.
陈军和另一名同谋林峰已服刑16个月， 向一名伪装成国税局员工的 FBI 卧底支付了$5,000现金贿赂。他们承诺，如果案件顺利展开调查，还会支付额外的$50,000，并且如果举报成功，愿意将美国国税局举报人奖励的60%分给他。
It was a significant bribe, Assistant U.S. Attorney Michael Lockhart said at the sentencing hearing. He noted that the undercover officer didn't specify an amount. The defendant chose the amount, he said.
美国助理检察官迈克尔·洛卡德在宣判听证会上表示，这是一笔重大的贿赂。他指出，卧底探员并未指定贿赂的具体金额。被告自己决定了金额。
Both Chan and Lin have traveled to Orange County in upstate New York, where Shen Yun is based, to surveil Falun Gong practitioners there, according to a court filing.
根据法庭文件，陈军和林峰曾前往位于纽约上州城县的神韵艺术团总部，监视当地的法轮功修炼者。
Damian Williams, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, said the sentencing was a reminder that the U.S. justice system will hold accountable those who attempt to engage in malicious transnational repression on American soil.
纽约南区美国检察官达米安·威廉姆斯表示，这次判刑提醒人们，美国司法系统将追究那些试图在美国领土上进行恶意跨国镇压的人的责任。
John Chen aligned himself with the PRC government and its goals to harass and intimidate the Falun Gong, a long-standing target of PRC repression. In doing so, Chen boldly attempted to bribe an individual he believed to be an IRS agent to corrupt the administration of the U.S. tax code and pervert the IRS whistleblower program. He said in a statement on November 19th, This office will not tolerate efforts like this to repress free speech by targeting critics of the PRC in the United States.
威廉姆斯在11月19日的一份声明中说，陈军与中共及其骚扰恐吓法轮功的行径为伍，而法轮功一直是中共长期打压的目标。陈军大胆地试图贿赂他认为是国税局支援的人，目的是腐化美国税法的执行，并歪曲国税局举报人计划。我们办公室不会容忍这种通过打压中共批评者来压制言论自由的行为。
Both Chen's son and his lawyer declined to comment after walking out of the courtroom.
陈军的儿子和律师在走出法庭后拒绝发表评论。
Big Brothers of Greater Vancouver is in need of volunteers for their friendship-based mentoring programs. Become a Big Brother or in-school mentor today. No experience is necessary, and it's perfect for busy schedules. Just hang out and have fun once a week. Both guys and girls are encouraged to apply. Boost your resume and help a child. For more information, visit bigbrothersvancouver.com.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own radio show. Come out and get involved at our weekly orientation. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back to the Chen Show on CJSF 9.1 FM Burnaby. Now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you White Beard and also named as his true name is Alan Curtis Edgar. And the song is called Sometimes, which is from the album titled Plaid is Black, is New Black. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1FM 电台的 The Chen Show 的音乐节目。现在呢，我们要为大家推荐几首来自加拿大音乐人新近发行的专辑里面的作品。首先要带给大家的是来自 Alan Curtis Edgar 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Sometimes。Music piece is called Reflections, which is from the album titled Morning Night, and it's produced by Dana Manning. For more information, you can visit www.danamanning.com.下面请大家欣赏来自 Dana Manning 以及他的团队演奏的乐曲，名字叫做 Reflections。 Next is the music piece by Jim Barnett and McKeek, and it's called Sky High, which is from the album titled On Firm Ground, released in 2019。下面要推荐给大家的是来自 Jim Barnett 和 McKeek 团队演奏的乐曲，名字叫做 Sky High， 希望您喜欢。
像你想象的那样悲戚。每当春风吹过，树叶在枝头绿呀绿，夏天刚刚开始，蝉翼在树上谱着歌曲。世界不像你想象的那样悲戚。秋天使人接近，黄叶儿飘呀落满地，冬天寒风吹得紧，没冬天怎知道春天美丽。
That song is called 生命来得巧 which means the mystery of life.And it was vocal by 旅行者 And here comes the last song of today's music segment of La Chen Show. And it's a song called 四季歌 which means a song for four seasons. And vocal by 陈淑华。And Hershey want to thank you for listening to our show and wish you a happy weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是由旅行者演唱的歌曲《生命来得巧》。今天要推荐给大家最后一首歌曲是由陈淑华演唱的《四季歌》。在这里呢，何西感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家周末快乐，我们下个星期六再在空中相会。
桃花儿开，和痴心的大 want to save money? How about saving our planet? Do you only need to use a car sometimes? The Car Co-op is a non-profit organization which is run by its members. For a small monthly fee, you can get a car when you need one. It saves you money, time, and the planet. The Car Co-op is located at 470 Granville Street. Visit their website at cooperativeauto.net for more information.
收听的是90.1 FM。